clearly, the police are very concerned to make sure there isn't someone who's going to try and interfere in day-to-day policing. And I think the public would be very alarmed if there were a politician who was trying to ring up the chief constable and say, it's time you nicked that guy down the road. There has to be a real understanding that operational matters are still with the police and the chief constable.
I mean, that is something that has been raised and is a matter of concern, like you said, that... But it's difficult to know where to draw the line. Is that going to be set out? And
I think we have an enormous problem here. I mean, personally, I think that the post is a bit of a nonsense. So we could easily and should easily have gone back to the situation in which the police authority was part of the county council, which was certainly the case in the 90s, and I don't think it really did any harm, where you actually had elected representatives from right across the county having a say in policing at strategic level. I think in many parts of the country, and I hope not in Hertfordshire, there's going to be conflict between someone coming in with a fairly hefty mandate, in some cases representing several counties, saying to the chief constable, I'm not happy with the way you're doing things. Now, whilst there must be challenge, whilst there must be discussions about resources, it's a quite a fine line between challenge and interference.
And one of the other issues that has been raised is with regards to the pay as well. A massive salary. Do you think that's reflective of the position, of the role of somebody with that power, so to speak?
Not faintly. I mean, it's an absurd level of pay. At a time when the government is saying that public servants are paid too much and top civil servants are paid too much, this sort of role does not require that sort of salary, and I would hope that any Lib Dem commissioner would find ways of reducing the amount of salary which was on offer.
Because that is one of the issues, isn't it? The Police and Crime Commission is going to face the fact that they do need to find a way of cutting back. They need to save money. They need to look at ways of doing that.
They can start with themselves, I think. But absolutely right. I mean, one of the biggest challenges over the next few years will be resources. Police numbers have been cut, and we do have to find ways of making less money go further.
And in terms of G4S, the much talked about committee that everybody seems familiar with now, we spoke to David Lloyd a couple of days ago, actually, who said that, it is still something that we should consider. Is that something that you would still entertain?
No. I mean, I know where David Lloyd is coming from, and he's suggesting that it's just one division. Let's face it, the biggest, most high-profile contract that company ever faced was the Olympics, and they didn't get it right. I don't think we can take risks with policing in Hertfordshire. They should not be on any shortlist.
Do you think that generally, I mean, obviously with decision-makers, it has undermined their confidence, but as a whole, do you think that the public would feel confident about that if you were to push ahead with that?
Well, given that I wouldn't feel confident, and I'm a member of the public, I find it difficult to believe that the public themselves would feel confident. The shocking sight of the military being called back in order to do the policing of the Olympics is something which will rest not only with those who watched it on TV, but the many people who actually went to the Olympics, where the armed services did an excellent job, as ever. So I think that's a learning point, that certain things can't be privatised, and indeed certain companies are not suitable.